sorry. Oh, no, no. Please don't apologize. I wasn't looking where I was going. You really don't need to get me a new drink. It's fine, really. You want to make it up to me? Then, how about we grab a drink together? I'm sorry. You can say no if it's a bother. Huh? You're fine with that? What about your friends? You came alone? I see. Then, you wouldn't mind getting a drink? All right, then let's go together. Oh, I'll just have a lemon drop. It's nothing. I just find it funny that I thought you'd be the type of guy to go for fruity drinks like me. Do you not like those type of cocktails? Well, I like fruity drinks, but sometimes I like to try new things. One of my friends recommended this to me, so I wanted to at least try a little bit of it. Sour? So this isn't a fruity drink? I didn't know it would be sour. Then, may I try your drink instead? Your drink also has lemon in it? What did you get? Whiskey sour? I don't like either of those things. Before you drink your whiskey, could we possibly get a drink together? I'm not familiar with alcohol, and most of the time, my friends order what they think I'll like. It's really embarrassing for me to just hand this drink back, so I'll set it down on a table. And could you get something you think I'd like? If you see anything fruity, I'd really like that. Okay, I'll be right back then. I hope no one minds me wasting alcohol like that. I don't want people being mad at me. I know the drinks are free, but it still feels really wrong to just waste it. This is for me? It looks so pretty. What is this called? Bay Breeze? I've never tried this drink before. I can't even taste the alcohol! It's really yummy. I won't drink too much, I promise. I just really like this drink you got for me. Oh, you got the same thing as me. This feels really nice, having someone to talk to at a party like this. I came with a few friends, but I didn't like the guys they were talking to, so I tried to find other people to talk with. Hey, could I ask you a question? You're a freshman here, right? Well, I just didn't recognize you, so I thought you maybe knew here. The university is really big, though. So I'm sorry if my comment offended you. So you are a freshman? That's a relief. The last thing I'd want is for you to be upset with me. Well, sometimes people get angry when I mistake them for being older or younger students. It happens a lot, and even with these glasses, I still can't seem to get it right. I'm glad you found it funny more than anything else. If you don't mind me asking, why didn't you dress up tonight? That's understandable. When I was a freshman, I also didn't try to stand out too much. Me? Well, I did dress up. It's just embarrassing to show. That's why I'm wearing my hoodie. Please don't look there! I'm sorry, I didn't mean to! Yeah, I didn't want you looking down there. It's a part of my costume. That thing you see on my back. You really want to know? Well, the costume I have on is, I'm a succubus. You'd think that's adorable? Fangs? Please don't point them out. My friend said it would match my outfit. You want to see my costume? Well, if you want to see it, I can try and wear it around for a little bit. But if I get too scared, can I put my hoodie back on? I feel comfortable. So, even if it's embarrassing, I'll try for a little bit. I wouldn't need to go to the bathroom. All I have to do is take my hoodie and sweatpants off. I actually threw them on after I got here since too many people were staring at me. Well, the person who hosted the party is a friend of mine, so she let me borrow some of her clothes to wear. Could we go out to the balcony? There's less people there, and you can help me get these off. Right! I didn't even tell you my name! I'm so sorry! My name is Emmy. I'm a senior here. It's nice to meet you. I do feel comfortable around you. Most of the guys who've talked to me here have been really forward with me. So, it's nice to be able to talk to someone without worrying. That, and I've enjoyed your company so far. Then, can we go upstairs together? My friend shouldn't mind it. She knows that it takes a lot for me to dress up like this. It took them 3 years to convince me to even wear something like this. You can follow me. It is a bit cold out, but I should be fine. Could I ask a favor? Can you turn around while I take these off? Thank you. You can turn around now. How do I look? Oh, the wings? Well, I... please don't stare too much. Well, I took a lot of time to make the wings and tail look realistic. That's what you saw under my hoodie earlier. I think they came out really nice too. Horns? I took them off earlier. I left them in my friend's room since this outfit was drawing too much attention. Open my mouth? Huh? Before I do that, can I finish my drink first? I don't think I can do this without it. Thank you. If you want to see it, could you come closer? We're on the third floor, so I don't think anyone will be coming up here anytime soon. I'm sure this is fine, but please don't keep me waiting. It's a lot to do this for you already. You wanted to see them, right? My fangs? Then... Was that long enough? Just like the wings and tail? What do you... My tail! Please don't... Please don't break it. I'm okay. I just didn't want you breaking my tail. It took a long time to make. Sorry, I didn't mean to yelp like that. The last thing I'd want is for my friends to think someone was hurting me. You've done anything but that tonight, after all. So, I didn't ask you before, but how do I look in this outfit? It is really revealing. That's why I wanted to wear my hoodie. My chest? You couldn't see the size because of the hoodie. A lot of people were staring at my chest, so I got really anxious. You want me to put my hands behind my back? Like this? You think I look sexy? I think you're really handsome, too. It's nothing. Hey, could I show you my fangs again? I'm just trying to be a bit more confident with you. That and the alcohol is starting to hit me a little bit. So could you come closer? Are you okay with this? Here. I want you to hold me like this. Unless it's uncomfortable for you. I don't feel uncomfortable with you. Even though we just met, I feel like I can trust you. So, come closer. Could you grip me here instead? You can squeeze harder if you'd like. That feels really good. This feeling with you, it feels so right. This is dangerous. My fault? Well, it's your fault too, being this good at it. I wanted to show you. I wanted you to look at me with those longing eyes. Please, I can't wait any longer. I want more with you. I really like kissing you. This feels really good. I'm glad. I wouldn't want to make you feel the same way I felt earlier. Embarrassed about what we just did. I also want more with you. Well, no one should come up here until the party is over. And there are a few bedrooms on this floor, if you want to. You want me to say all that? If I say it, you promise to do it with me? Please take me to the bedroom and let me service you. Please don't stare at me too much. There's not much for me to take off, but before I do that, can you come closer again? I need you to do something for me before I do anything else, okay? Thank you. Could you lay back on the bed for me? I need to be able to move freely. Please don't stare too much, okay? Keep your eyes closed if you need to, or else I'll get too embarrassed. No moving. Don't struggle. And let me enjoy this closeness with you. You think this is a prank? Oh, you poor, naive human. Didn't you find it strange that a random girl would be this forward with you? Perhaps you're too trusting of others. Or perhaps you're only acting on your desires. Or maybe you wanted this all along. Let you go? Oh, now why should I do that? What am I? I guess you're just foolish, aren't you? I told you what I was in the balcony. Perhaps you didn't hear it clearly. That's right. This isn't just a costume. That fear in your eyes is so intoxicating. Are you scared? Oh, it's more than possible for something like me to exist. You humans have much to learn about the world you live in. And let's just say, I'm not the only succubus in this house. That's right. But enough talking. I want to hear those cute noises you can make for me. So... Be a good boy and don't struggle. You resisting me only makes me want to fully drain you. I love it when men like you resist, but I'm trying to hold myself back. Oh? You think I'll kill you without having any fun? No, no. What I want is down here. Yeah, right here. Oh my! You're getting even bigger. Maybe I made the right choice picking you. Fuck. It's getting so thick. Hey, look at me, human. You looked at me with such fondness earlier. So what's changed? Is it the fact that you fear my touch now? My closeness? You were the one who wanted to come here alone with me, weren't you? Aww. I know you were trying to cheer me up, but trust me, this will make the both of us feel much better. Ow. Such a good boy. Fuck. Maybe I'll fully drain you tonight. Just by feeling the size of this. Fuck. Let you go. Oh, my poor human. No one at this party is going to help you. That friend I mentioned earlier. Well, unfortunately for you, she's a succubus too. You know, I'm the strongest succubus in this house. And whoever I choose to feed off, well, there's little chance of them escaping. Oh my! Your eyes are filled with fear, but your body seems to be reacting quite nicely to me. Certainly will be a treat to devour. Show guide. Fuck. You know, I've had many men at my mercy, but this... this is something I want all to myself. I can't simply drain you after one night. This is something I want to have for much longer. we go. You're finally being affected by my charm. Good boy. That's right. My saliva secretes an intoxicating substance. Once your skin absorbs it, well, it'll be very hard to resist me. Why did I pick you? Well, let's just say you caught my eye. Those eyes. I wanted you to look at me with those beautiful eyes of yours. That. And I wanted to see just how good you can make me feel. And I must say, my human, I'm very impressed. Can just let go, dear. I want to taste your cum. I felt you twitch there. Perhaps you're nearly at your limit. You're so fun to play with. Yeah, this is definitely going to be quite the treat. Try not to pass out on me. That's my tail. I can't help but please this big, thick cock of yours. How does it feel? Having a succubus stroke your lubed-up cock with her tail. Oh my! It feels like you'll come again if I keep going. Well then, I think I know a better place for you to come. That's it. Let me have my fun. My prey. Fuck. The tip feels so big already. Hey, look at me. I'm about to swallow you up. And you'll come here next. You're so big. How cute. I can swallow it all. Fuck. You can feel it, can't you? My body is slowly getting used to the size of this cock of yours. And once I get used to it, I'm going to ride you till you come. I may just get addicted to this. I think I love you. Fuck. Yes. So big. Oh my. You want me to go faster? Are you enjoying my body? Yeah. I'd love to ride you faster. So lay back and let me. Yes, I love this. Gonna come. Yes. Come for me. Fill me. Let me feel you fill me up. Yes. Fuck. Such a good boy. That's such an adorable look. Someone's enjoying the show, isn't he? So you enjoy this tongue of mine too? Good. I love teasing your cock with it. Oh, my poor boy. We're far from done. Now lay back, and let me feel you again.